Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. You can hear the show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Central. And there are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. Good morning. Hope your Wednesday is going well so far. It's 37 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Why does socialism and even communism seem so attractive to so many young people in America today? And could there be a new communist revolution underway right under our noses? Christian worldview expert David Wheaton joins us with some insight on that. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you this morning.
Now, as we watch the presidential primaries unfold, I think a lot of evangelical Christians, certainly a lot of conservatives, have been surprised that an openly socialist candidate like Bernie Sanders has garnered so much support. Who are the people voting for Bernie Sanders, and what do they really want? Do they want a socialist state in America?
They actually do, and I think that's what's so confusing for many people in this country, especially with a Christian worldview, that so many people would support someone who is openly, as he calls himself, a democratic socialist. Now, that's just a variant of a socialist, a Marxist, a collectivist, even a communist worldview. It's a worldview that works relentlessly for a bigger and stronger government that controls or even highly regulates every area of life in issues such as, let's say, healthcare and education and environmental issues and social values through political correctness and limiting speech, economics, even business and religion. And so that worldview has become very, very pervasive in this country now. And as you mentioned, I did an interview recently on my own radio program with a man named Curtis Bowers, and he produced about 3 or 4 years ago an award-winning film documentary entitled Agenda. And he and his family of – he has 9 kids. He was a state legislator from Idaho, and they produced this documentary on their own. It became immensely popular. Well, just recently, they produced a second one called Agenda 2, and I had him on recently to talk about that. And he traces the pervading influence of this communist socialist worldview in almost every sector of life in America. And it's really, truly incredible because we think, hey, come on. Communism, that's, Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin and murdering millions of people over it in the Soviet Union. Isn't that like in the dustbin of history from back in the, didn't that go away with the Soviet Union, the breakup of the Soviet Union? That's no longer going on in the world. But I think that's exactly the point, is that the worldview persists in different names and in different forms, but is, I think, stronger than ever in America.
Well, you just said something really important there, which I don't want to go past because it's critical for our listeners to understand this. You talked about the dustbin of history, and you talked about the millions that died under Lenin in the former Soviet Union. And certainly we saw that with communism under Pol Pot and, and those that died in communist China with the revolution there. I mean, millions and millions of people have died or been imprisoned or been tortured because of this ideology, and yet the vast number of American young people have no idea of this history because it's been whitewashed out of our textbooks.
That is exactly right. And I think it's actually being taught in subtle ways, maybe even not so subtle ways in our public educational system. And by the way, if you just think about it, our public government-run educational system is really communistic, if I could say that, at its core. I mean, think about it. You are taxed, and you have no choice on where your tax dollars go for education. They go to the government, and the government decides what will be taught in the schools, the curriculum in the schools. That is basically communism. There's no free choice. There's no free enterprise like we have in other aspects of life in America. And I think that explains why so many people, your first question is, why are so many people, how can they support someone who's an open socialist like Bernie Sanders? Well, that's the reason, because they've been raised in the public government-run educational system in this country from pre-K all the way through the college system. We of course, know that the college system is overwhelmingly socialistic in its worldview. And so they come out, and they've been, the old verse in the Bible, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. that works for the socialistic mentality as well if you train them up that way. And so that is why things are the way they are in this country right now.
Well, and we should hold up Wisconsin as a positive example of the other aspect of education with school choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so thankful that legislators and the governor there have been supportive of, you can decide where your kids go to school. If they want to go to a charter school or a private school, you can get a voucher. And so what a blessing that Wisconsin has moved that direction. We would pray that other states would as well. And of course, more and more parents now pulling their kids out of public schools, putting them into homeschool because they are very concerned about things like Common Core, the mandated curriculum from the federal government. David, if you could just kind of briefly explain, you used the term collectivism. What's the difference between, let's say, socialism, democratic socialism, as Bernie Sanders would describe to, or full out communism or Marxism?
Yeah, well, I think you can summarize it by this way, by saying communism in its full force effect, like you saw in the Soviet Union, you know, they believe in revolution. Okay, so if it takes violence to overthrow existing structures so we can get into that big government, strong control of everything in society, they believe in a revolution to get there. Socialists, Marxists often believe in evolution to get there. In other words, you infiltrate the major institutions of society, from government to business to education to media. You get people even to the religious realm and seminaries and divinity schools and churches. You slowly evolve. You put leaven in people in those with a worldview that supports socialism, and then change comes that way. And I think that is what is taking place in America, not revolution, but evolution. You can see it really in terms of both political parties. I mean, think about someone like JFK. He would almost be, I believe, like a somewhat conservative Republican today, whereas both parties over the years, the last 50 years, have shifted so far left, where we have the Democrat Party today. I mean, their party platform is incredibly socialistic. They believe in a universal health care. They believe in this, you know, the issue of man-made climate change. That's a huge, I mean, you hear Bernie Sanders talking about this like it's a crisis that if we don't do something about, the world's going to be destroyed. Environmentalism is the perfect issue to be able to control people's lives because it affects everything they do. You know, we all use land and breathe air and drink water and so forth. And so when government controls the environment, they can control how you live. And so those are just a couple examples how that worldview has infiltrated everything in America now.
We're talking to David Wheaton, Christian apologist and worldview expert here on the Faith Radio Network. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Welcome back. 47 past the hour at the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer here. A new survey shows the majority of Democratic primary voters have a positive view of socialism. Nearly 6 in 10 Democrat voters believe socialism has a positive impact on society. That's according to a poll from the American Action Network. Democratic voters in every age group, every gender, every race view socialism favorably. And get this, among those 45 and under Democrat voters, socialism is preferred to capitalism 46% to 19%. Our guest is David Wheaton, Christian worldview expert. Pretty stunning numbers there,
yeah.
David.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen that. That just really kind of proves the point, how the worldview of this country has changed. Now, capitalism, you have to remember, is not necessarily biblical either. That's where money is God. But I think that the Bible does teach free enterprise, which is different than capitalism. Free and fair enterprise creates a level playing field by creating opportunities. In other words, so there's no corruption and people are free to trade and so forth. Whereas capitalism, in its bad form, is where money, where God is not God, where money is God. Now remember, for communists and socialists, it works this way. Government is God for them. Politics is their religion. And their churches are the halls of influence, government buildings and public institutions and educational system. That's how it works. Now, for Christians, God should be God. And our religion is played out in personal volitional heart change. And so in the early church, I think an example that you'll hear a lot of young people give as well, the early church was socialistic. Look at Acts chapter 2 or Acts chapter 4, where it says, "And all those who had believed together were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart." And this is actually not a view of socialism at all. There's no government, big government coercion here. There is individual, charitable, volitional sharing of resources, which is a beautiful thing within a church. But there's no big government with humanistic ideologies telling you what to do, and you must share with someone else or else. And that's a big difference that's often misunderstood about socialism, especially with the younger generation. And really the idea of communism, socialism, Marxism, it stems from the belief that the good of the many outweighs the good of the few. Now, that may sound good, but of course, that mentality, that ideology, that worldview tramples on the individual rights of the little guy for the greater good, according to the elite ruling class. And that's where it gets very dangerous.
Now, we mentioned before the break this new film out called Agenda 2. It's actually on DVD, Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. And it makes the case that there is a new communist revolution underway right here in America. Mm-hmm. And that sounds pretty far-fetched. What kind of evidence does the film present?
Well, I think everything we've been talking about, how all the different – well, I'll tell you what. Let me just play a soundbite from the film that where it's a series of interviews. It's a documentary where a man is interviewed about all the different aspects of life in America that are being infiltrated by this communistic socialistic worldview. Here's from Agenda 2.
So the process is simple. The Marxists set a policy. It might be socialization of student loans or green jobs or cap and trade or card check or a New START treaty with Russia or Obamacare or immigration amnesty. They're behind the campaign to end fracking. They're behind the gutting of your military. They're behind the dumbing down of your schools and Common Core. All of these programs that are affecting every American every day is being orchestrated by small Marxist groups who've been able to take over the labor movement of this country, and by doing that, they then took over the Democratic Party and are now running the country. They're effectively running the country.
Okay, so that is pretty pervasive takeover, and it's, again, it's not a revolutionary takeover, Bill. It's an evolutionary takeover of all these different institutions in the country. And you mentioned all these things. You think, well, socialized medicine. Well, how? Well, yeah, that's socialism. That's what they have in Cuba. That's what was so praised by the left in this country. Well, Cuba is a wonderful place. You know, they take care of everyone with health care. Well, look at the loss of individual rights and how Cuba is run, the poverty that they have in Cuba. Cuba is not a wonderful place. It's a horrible place. Ask any dissident who's come out of there since the Castro Revolution. And I'm not saying that America is going to turn into Cuba. But again, there's this evolutionary change in America that is heading towards a socialistic worldview, implementing socialist policies. And people like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are the leaders of this movement right now, whether we want to call them socialists or not. You look at what their actions and their beliefs are, and they really line up with this ideology.
Well, it is the kind of the frog in the kettle mentality as America slowly starts to change, and many of us completely unaware of some of these aspects, all aspects of life really being infiltrated. Now, the film, this is something I found interesting, David, it makes the claim that the Marxists, the communists, the socialists really love Islam, and that seems completely counterintuitive. Why is the producer of this film say that that Islam is actually loved by these folks?
It seems like an unusual alliance, right? Because they seem like they're at odds with each other. I'm gonna play one more soundbite. I think the film will better answer it than I could. Here's why the left and the socialistic Marxist mentality love Islam so much.
Think about this. Islam doesn't believe in women's rights. It's fine for a husband to beat his wife. There's no freedom of speech. Any who disagree are executed. Homosexuals are stoned to death. pornography and alcohol are punished with a beating, and yet the left loves their system, one that stands against everything they claim to support. I think this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, the left will support anything and use any people group if they think it will help destroy their two greatest enemies, Christianity and freedom. They no more care about Muslims, the poor, women, blacks, the environment, or the children than they do about an unborn baby's right to life, a Christian's right to free speech, or a balanced budget. It is all a lie, 180 degrees opposite of the truth.
So, Bill, it's really the old phrase of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Okay, there's a common enemy between socialists and communists and Islam, and that is God, Christians, America, the biblical family structure. And we are what stand in the way of their objectives, even though they have seemingly very different objectives. We are the ones, the Christians in America and so forth, that stand in their way of their objectives. And he makes the point in this film, I think, very convincingly that Islam is yes, it's a religious worldview, of course, but it's communistic as well, because they believe in a super strong central authority. I mean, if you don't go along with the radical Islamists, your head's cut off. And they may tie religious language to it, but at its core, you know, this radical Islam is extremely communistic in the way it rules.
Interesting. And of course, one of the arguments they make is that as we are fearful of Islam and Islamic extremism, then we will want the government to be more involved in all aspects of our life to protect us, not realizing that at the same time we may be giving up our liberties.
Yeah, well, what did Saul Alinsky say in his book Rules for Radicals? Never let a crisis go to waste. And the goal is always the revolution. So whatever we can use to get there, any crisis, it's a good thing. And by the way, that book, which was one of Hillary Clinton's, I think she did her dissertation on it, is dedicated to none other than Lucifer himself. You can see how the worldview of communism has infiltrated this country.
Very scary stuff. David Wheaton, thanks so much for your time today. And you can learn more about David and his work at davidwheaton.com. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Bill.
56 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.